You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We get to continue our set apart to serve conversations visiting the Concordia Universities. Today we head to Concordia University Chicago, get to learn about the church work programs there. Also happens to be our alma mater.
Yes, it does.
Both of us studied there at one point. One of us perhaps many, many years ago, one more recently. We won't point out who that was that was there many years ago. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Nebraska. You can learn more about Concordia University Nebraska by visiting cune.edu. Joining us today, Dr. Russell Dawn. He serves as president of Concordia University Chicago and a favorite guest here on The Coffee Hour. Dr. Dawn, welcome back to The Coffee Hour.
It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Also joining us today, Kyle Tomes. He's assistant vice president for undergraduate enrollment at Concordia University Chicago. Welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Hello. Good to be with you.
So we get to ask a fun question at the beginning of this conversation today about serving at Concordia University Chicago. How long have you been there? And what do you love about what you get to do at Concordia University Chicago? Dr. Dawn, we'll start with you.
All right. I'm in my seventh year, and what I love is the people. I get to work with students directly, which is fantastic. I love our students. They're really top-notch and very faithful young men and women. I love working with the faculty, with the staff, the administration. We just have good people who are fun to be around and who love the place and are dedicated to our mission. It's just a delight every day.
Kyle, about you, how long have you been there and what do you love the most?
Yes, I've been with CUC for just over a year now in this position, and I've loved every day of it and thankful to serve at Concordia Chicago. And I really love and am committed to the mission. I think, you know, having that first and foremost is, you know, a great place to start. And then what comes from that, obviously, like Dr. Dawn said, the people and, you know, their approach and commitment to the mission as well just really makes it a collaborative effort, especially on the recruitment side of stuff, especially when we're impacting our students and seeing them continue to grow and have that transformational experience.
Very good. Kyle, let's talk about the church work programs that are available at Concordia University Chicago. Can you tell us what those programs are?
Yeah, so we have six church work programs. So our largest program is kind of our original program, right? The Lutheran Teaching Educator Program. One of our newer programs that coincides with that, too, is our Classical Lutheran Educator Program that we've continued to see growth with as well. So that's been a great program for us. Additionally, then we offer a Director of Christian Education program, Director of Parish Music, and then as well as our Deaconess program, which is unique in that it's a four-year program, which is the only four-year program, as you know, for the Deaconess program here at Concordia Chicago. So we've, strong programs for us there, about 100 total within the church work programs, and continued to see growth in all of them.
Good. And I understand students can prepare for seminary at Concordia Chicago as well. Is that correct?
That's right. Missed that one. Thanks. Good catch. Yes. As well as our pre-seminary program. So, thank you.
Absolutely. So the church work programs, as you pointed out, Concordia University Chicago has always had a Lutheran teacher education program. That's how Concordia University Chicago started, as a Lutheran teacher institution, and a great history there. What does it mean to you, Dr. Dawn, that Concordia University Chicago today gets to continue this wonderful tradition of training and raising up future church workers, whether it's in education or other ways in serving the church?
Well, frankly, it means the world to me. My daughters were educated at Lutheran schools. My faith has been strengthened week by week and in Lutheran churches. And the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod needs pastors. There's a big shortage of pastors right now, and going forward, there's an even larger shortage of Lutheran-trained teachers. And so it means the world to me that we get to be part of feeding the Synod in this way. It's important that we feed all of the estates, the family, the church, and civil society. But we were founded specifically to train up workers for the church. So we want to continue to raise up thoughtful, theologically sound, gifted young men and women for the various callings in the church. And we do that. We have just outstanding faculty and staff supporting those young people in their quest to serve.
Kyle, as you've been out and about talking to people about church work programs, what are some of the things that you've heard from people about why they'd like to be in church work, why they're interested in Concordia University Chicago? What are some of those conversations that you've been able to have with people?
Yeah, I think one of our initial kind of our hot topic conversation item right now has been our most recent tuition guarantee, so our Prepared to Serve tuition guarantee that we launched formally last January. And that was for all students, that applied to all students that were looking to enroll this past fall. So fall of 25, this academic year, and that tuition guarantee guarantee students that they will pay no more than $5,000 in tuition and fees annually. So it just shows our commitment to not only an affordable option, but also, again, that transformational experience and equipping them, preparing them for church work. Another key element there is, and we saw several students take advantage of this, especially with kind of being mid to the end of the cycle there from enrollment perspective, was that they were able to benefit from additional gifts that were stacked on top of that and could reduce that cost even more. So when it comes to maybe district aid that LCMS districts provide or congregational support, or I know LWML has a very generous scholarship program. So I would say that's been a huge topic of conversation, families understanding that program and what's available there, how it works, and what it looks like on the financial aid package. And so we're just really thankful for the generosity of donors that have been able to support and be committed to that program and continued growth within our church work programs.
What would you say is unique about Concordia University Chicago? Dr. Dawn?
Well, we have truly a top-notch faculty in general and in specific within the theology division. I hear this when I'm out talking with friends of the university, donors, alumni, and just in general in the community. People commend us on the quality of our faculty and especially our theology faculty. I would add that we're a mission school, meaning that many of our students are underchurched or unchurched. So our church work students awaken each morning in the mission field. That's a powerfully formative experience for them, and our students wouldn't trade it. I would add that we also uniquely equip our students for that life, for life in the mission field. We've just inaugurated the Apologetics Boot Camp, and we're going to continue that each summer. And I tell you, it's superlative. I wanted something strong, and this blew my expectations out of the water. Some of the best thinkers in the world of apologetics and specifically Lutheran apologetics came here and spoke to our students and guided them into an understanding of apologetics and equipped them for their life here in the mission field. One other thing I would say is It is a particularly great time to be at CUC right now. It's hard to pin down exactly, with data what I'm talking about. It's really more an experiential thing. It's sort of like taste and see. I have heard some students saying it feels like they're here for the start of a golden age at CUC. And now, as a historian and as a Lutheran, I don't believe in golden ages. We're entirely too fallen for golden ages. But the perception that it is a really special time at Concordia Chicago is true and accurate. It's a unique time and a unique place not to be missed.
Kyle, what's unique about CUC from your perspective?
Yeah, I think I would just add, kind of expand a little bit what Dr. Dawn said there from two perspectives. I think first, in addition to the Apologetics Boot Camp, we also host our Careers for Christ visit weekend that happens annually, usually in October. That experience is what I call kind of a full immersion experience weekend, where you're interacting with current students, staff, faculty, time for worship, time for devotion, time for service, time for some fun, where students can just come and be a student. It's designed for high school students, 9th to 12th grade, those that are interested or have initial interest in our church work programs. And so I think just getting them that experience and being able to be on campus and interact with our student staff and faculty, we just see so many students that end up coming to Concordia Chicago that attended that event. So that's been a great experience for us and obviously the students. And I think just staying along the theme of students, like we really integrate our current students into the recruitment process. And our students are very passionate, not only about their academics, but their experience. And they want to share that with prospective students, and that, you know, when they're coming to me asking, you know, how can I help recruit more students, right? I mean, there's nothing better than that. And so what that looks like, and I know we'll talk about campus visits here shortly, but just having our students be able to share their passion, not only for Jesus, but for their educational experience and wanting to, bring more students along so they can experience what they are is just really, really neat to see.
Yeah, talking about Careers for Christ weekend, we had a conversation with DCE students from Concordia Chicago a few weeks ago, and I think at least two of them mentioned that Careers for Christ was a determining factor for them attending Concordia Chicago. So I know that weekend certainly has a significant place in bringing church work students to Concordia Chicago. That's really awesome. We need to take a quick break. We're talking with Dr. Russell Dawn and Kyle Tomes from Concordia University Chicago in our Set Apart to Serve series. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
At Concordia University, Nebraska, discover a distinctly Christian community that equips students to live by faith with courage, character, and conviction. Intentionally combining our Christian faith, Lutheran heritage, rigorous academics, and practical real-life experiences, we prepare students to fulfill a higher purpose in their vocations and life. Learn more about Concordia University, Nebraska at our website, cune.edu. That's cune.edu.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We're talking with Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia University Chicago, and Kyle Tomes, assistant vice president for undergraduate enrollment, also at Concordia Chicago, talking about the church work programs and the atmosphere, the culture of Concordia Chicago, especially for church work programs. Kyle, when you were talking about the different degrees that Concordia Chicago has, you mentioned the new classical education degree. I know this is something that I think is fairly new to Concordia Chicago. Can you tell us a little bit more about that degree in particular?
Yeah, definitely. So our Lutheran Classical Educator program is a newer program for us and it's in its infancy, but one that we're continuing to see continued interest and growth in. And it is preparing students to be in a classical setting. We have number of faculty that have experience not only in those settings, but from a classical educator perspective, incorporating certain classes, using great text. Dr. Schultz and Dr. Lee really do a great job from an academic curriculum side, and then also supporting students in their growth and interest within that program. So again, one that continues to be well-received and again, a great experience for students there.
Yeah, if I may add on that, I was part of pressing pretty hard for us to get a new classical educator and specifically classical Lutheran educator program, and one that would feed students well, not just be something that we can add to our catalog. Well, yeah, we offer that too without really a lot of thoughtful preparation for it. So instead, we have lots of thoughtful preparation, both going into the curriculum and also going into equipping our profs to teach in a classical mode and to prepare students so that they can teach in a classical mode. Great texts, Socratic method, continual workshops and training for them. And they workshop together and with outside experts so that so that they can be the best professors they can be. And as I say, it's not just an add-on, but a true from the ground up classical program.
Another thing that is unique about Concordia University Chicago, I think, is the location. Tell us a little bit about Concordia University Chicago, where it sits, and how is that an advantage, or how does that serve the students? Dr. Don, you want to talk about that a little bit since you've been there a little bit longer?
Sure. Oh, it's a great location. We're in River Forest, which is about 10 miles west of downtown Chicago. It's a beautiful, leafy suburb with 100-year-old homes and 100-year-old trees. And it's just a magnificent, best of the Midwest kind of setting. Very suburban feel to it. And the campus is lovely. And this is just the best time of year to be there. Fall is so beautiful here in the Midwest. And then we're just a few-minute train ride from the excitement of downtown Chicago. The arts, music, dining, just amazing neighborhoods. In fact, this weekend, I'm getting together with friends to take a water taxi to Chinatown, which I've heard is just a fantastic experience. There is more to do than one will have time to do in Chicago. We're right on the doorstep without actually being in the city itself.
I know for myself, I'm sure for Andy as well, our time at Concordia Chicago included a lot of time in the city and experiencing kind of a campus extension, if you will, of being able to take what you're learning in the classroom and explore it in the city of Chicago. I know we had projects that we had to go into the city and find things and do reports. And I know that was definitely a great thing for me.
I studied
in my time.
Communication and theater. What a great place to study theater because there are so many theaters in Chicago. It was a great place.
Talk about my Music of World Cultures class to anybody who will listen to me talk about that class. It was, you know, a general education class I had to take, but it was an amazing experience being in Chicago for that. So, I mean, what you're talking about with being so close to the city, but being a little bit removed from it in a suburb is certainly rings true for us here. Tell us also about the campus life, the life of the students who are living on campus, who come to the campus. How did that life of the campus really supports the formation of church workers at Concordia Chicago?
Life on campus is really exciting and fun. And we have athletics, almost 20 athletic teams. The football team is doing particularly well this year, which is always exciting. Lots of programs going on. Chapel life, we have daily chapel that is, to my way of thinking, second to none in terms of formation in the word. We have evening prayer and praise services. The students, there is a special bond among students. My own daughters did not go here. One of them went to another Concordia. And she said, you know, when she's back visiting and kind of gets to know our students, she says she really is impressed with the bond that our students form with one another, both within the church work programs, but also across the university. It's just a really great experience for them.
Kyle, what do you see on campus when you see students experiencing campus life? How does that contribute to their formation as church workers?
Yeah, I think, first of all, I think our student engagement team does a really great job with programming. And so students are always out and about on campus, whether it's on the Triangle or, you know, doing different activities and events, even off campus, like we've talked about. I think our campus ministry team as well, Chaplain Raddatz, does a great job with our faith delegates and doing different things on campus to continue to grow not only the campus leaders in their faith and that formation, but like Dr. Dawn said, with that extension of our mission field, you know, being right there on campus. It's just great to see students when they're, you know, reading the Bible together on campus or in deep conversation in the dining hall or in the Cougar Den about life or about their faith and just learning, growing more. There's I saw on social media last week, and one of our student workers is on the in the Waffles, Ladies in Waffles group, right, on Friday morning. And then there's mugs and coffee as well, so for the guys. So just little things like that, when you see those conversations, you know, spill over into the admissions office and student ambassadors are talking and have the Book of Concord open there, right? So just how much interaction and engagement takes place from the students that extend beyond the classroom and just living life together, I think is really cool to see and something that's evident every single day.
Today is part of our Set Apart to Serve series, and we have had the privilege of being a part of Set Apart to Serve for several years now, multiple years, and seeing it becoming more of a cultural movement within the LCMS. How would you say Set Apart to Serve is impacting the culture at Concordia University Chicago, Dr. Don?
I think that's a great assessment you have of it there, that it's really about cultural change, because the Synod has really, unfortunately, needed that. We really have had historically just a wonderful culture of recognizing the importance and the centrality of church work for the life of the church, and the honor that it is to be able to serve in the church. I think there may have been a time of kind of taking that for granted, and so it has tapered off a bit. And so Set Apart to Serve is really doing some great work, raising up awareness and kind of opening doors into students' hearts for them to step up and say, here am I, send me, Lord. And then to come to a place like Concordia Chicago where we feed that and equip them. And so we're seeing the benefits. Our church work numbers are growing. The motivation among church workers is extremely high. They are, as Kyle mentioned earlier, they're anxious to help us bring in more church workers. And they go back to their congregations and talk about it. And so Set Apart to Serve, we can see visibly among our students here how much good it's doing out there among the congregations.
Kyle, do you have anything to add to that about the Set Apart to Serve culture?
No, I think it's just, I think maybe just one quick thing to add on to it. And you know, Dr. Dunn touched on it, but I think just having that, that more of that grassroots approach, right? Starting those conversations, that visibility within schools and congregations sooner, whether that's the junior high level or, you know, Sunday school level. So that way they're not just hearing about it the first time, you know, junior or senior year of high school. And, you know, maybe other seeds have been planted in other professions or whatever, which we need to have opportunities there. But I think just having that more, that grassroots approach, that awareness, that visibility earlier in the process, I think gives more time for those conversations, those experiences, and those types of things to happen throughout as college decision becomes closer.
Kyle, what's the first step if someone's interested in a church work program at Concordia Chicago? If one of us is talking to someone who is interested in one of the programs, what's a good first step for someone who is considering those programs? Who do they contact? What should someone do?
Yeah, good question. So I think, you know, the quick and easy answer to that is go to our website, right? cuchicago.edu. But I'm going to encourage listeners to maybe go beyond that a little bit more here on the podcast and to actually visit campus. I mean, I think, you know, there's no better way to see and experience all the things we're talking about here today than through a campus visit. There's so much that goes into the college decision process, and you can do, you know, all the browsing on the websites and all the different clicks and engagements there on social media. But I think to truly see what a good fit might be for a student and for a family is to visit campus. I think we really do a good job of personalizing and customizing, if you will, our visit experiences. So again, a lot of things that we're talking about today where a student can almost shadow a current church work student for a day, go to chapel with them, go to eat in the dining hall with them, attend a class, obviously, you know, get a campus tour and meet with your admissions counselor. But I think just to experience that and to take that all in, there's just no better way to get the information they're looking for, but to really experience it. And that would be my encouragement. Certainly, we understand, you know, visiting maybe isn't always feasible or the timing doesn't always work. And certainly, we can engage with prospective students remotely via Teams or a Zoom. Myself or admissions counselors would be able to facilitate that and accommodate that remotely. And a lot of times faculty are willing to do a Zoom meeting just to talk about their program, right? And to give some initial information before a campus visit. So we're very accommodating there. We talked about our Careers for Christ weekend. And then one of the things we recently launched for this cycle is a visit grant. So a $500 visit grant for those students that visit. They'll get receive that grant as part of their financial aid package. It's a renewable award, that they would get every year that they attend Concordia. So hopefully that can help, again, you know, maybe offset some travel costs or lodging and things like that, just to, again, really encourage and incentivize that campus visit experience.
Yeah, I would echo that. The visit experience is that personal, and students notice that, families notice that, and there's a reason for that. It really does reflect our approach to students in general for their entire time here. The love of Christ, we believe that love of Christ should be palpable, should be discernible here in the students' interactions with each other and with the faculty and staff. And so people talk about their experience here as a really great personal experience with their faculty, with staff members, with coaches. We take the love of Christ very seriously in our interactions with our students.
Our guest today, Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia University Chicago. Dr. Dawn, thank you for being our guest today.
My pleasure.
And Kyle Tomes, assistant vice president for undergraduate enrollment at Concordia University Chicago. Kyle, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Again, you can learn more at cuchicago.edu, and you can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.